PCsandParts.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Last week, I had mentioned a comment by the not-president Joe Biden after the State of the Union. And it took a couple of days, but eventually some of his visits, what he had stated after the State of the Union was over, he raised quite a few eyebrows when he stated he was talking to Colorado State Senator or the Colorado Senator Michael Bennett after the State of the Union on Thursday, and he could be heard on a microphone recounting a conversation he'd had with Netanyahu in October. Quote, I told him, Bibi, and don't repeat this, but you and I are going to have a come-to-Jesus meeting, Biden told Bennett, as using the Israeli leader's nickname, as if Joe is on good terms and a buddy with Benjamin Netanyahu. And immediately an aide rushed over to Biden to keep him from continuing the conversation. And then Biden asked, am I on a hot mic here? And when he found out he was, he said, good, that's good. He's so full of himself, he wanted everybody to hear. And to this day, Biden has not invited Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House to congratulate him on becoming prime minister once again. There is a deep-seated dislike. I guess it would say, you could say, if it was deep-seated, could mean straight-out hatred. Dislike for Benjamin Netanyahu. There are many reasons why. One reason is because he's not controllable. You can't control him. He's not one of the other prime ministers were affectionate to the New World Order. They were affectionate to America's New World Order, Luciferian Illuminati leaders, and Netanyahu realizes that he has to play the game with the leaders of the West, but not at the expense of Israel as a nation and the Jewish people as a people. The Gantz, who was in America last week visiting with Biden, in closed-door meetings, I know what they were talking about. I can tell you what the discussions were. What can we do to get rid of Benjamin Netanyahu? What can we do within the nation of Israel to use CIA operatives the people within the Israeli government that are, again, they lean toward the New World Order crowd. They feel that the only way for Israel to exist is to just get along. Well, Benjamin Netanyahu is not that kind of a guy. There's the question, is he corrupt? Is he, the purpose for his staying in power as prime minister is because this way he sidesteps prosecution for maybe things that he's done in the past? Well, I don't know. History is going to, will reveal what happens there. But in the meantime, let's look at the hypocrisy. Now, the presidents of the United States, let's look at this non-president presently. Let's talk about corruption. Let's talk about deals cut with nations such as China. When we're going to talk about a woman by the name of Angela Chow, Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law. His wife, Elaine, has a sister, Angela, who died, I think about 2 months ago. She got the Tesla flu. But I don't want to talk about that just yet. So anyhow, in closed-door meetings with Gantz, I think it was Gantz and Biden last week, I should recheck to make sure it was Gantz. But he's going to run against Netanyahu in the next prime, in the next election. He won't win, not until this war is concluded. The powers in America behind Biden do want someone that they can work with, that they can control. And Biden and Benjamin Netanyahu is not that guy. He's not their go-to guy. Never has been, never will be, even though he has to play the game. But there's going to be a change in the future, and the individual and the Israeli government that in the future that is going to oversee Israel's security, they're going to fail in protecting the Israeli people or the Israel as a nation from what's coming. Because if you are influenced and controlled by the powers in this country, in America, if you are afraid to stand up and just say no to America's interests in the Middle East, and especially America's interests in Israel, if you can't just say no, then there's going to be difficult times in the future after Netanyahu is no longer in the political world in Israel. Difficult times will come. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the monthly KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360khnc.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
You know, I remember that in the King James Version, when the it would refer to the presidents of Israel or the prime ministers as kings, we use the term, modern term, president or prime minister. But Benjamin Netanyahu, in the thinking of the scripture, is the present king of Israel. He's the king. He's not there accidentally. It was by design. This is the first time that Netanyahu has been prime minister of this little nation. And he's president of this little nation, or the king, or the prime minister, because he has something, a duty. There is something that he is ordained to do. And ordained meaning that from the foundation of the world, God had chosen him to defeat the terrorist enemies in the region surrounding Israel, and to defeat the terrorist enemies, the jihadist murderers in the nation of Israel itself. From a biblical perspective, King David was ordained by God to be the second king of Israel. Not the first king, but the second. But he was ordained before the world was created. God had intended that King David would be Israel's second king, that would bring a kingdom, a powerful kingdom at that time, that would have peace for a period of time. Benjamin Netanyahu, it's not an accident that he is the fourth time prime minister of the nation of Israel. This time, he brings with him a much clearer vision of what his duties are. And his duty as prime minister is to, at all costs, deal with all of these jihadist murderers in the surrounding region. Also, he is very clear. He understands that the greatest ally that the world has against all of the terrorism coming out of Islam is the nation of Israel. He realizes that Israel has a system set up to assist any government in the world on how to protect themselves from terrorists. It has, to a great degree, worked within the nation of Israel, but still, when you have a nation that has hundreds of thousands of potential terrorists within your nation, it's very difficult to protect the citizens from a backpack bomb or shootings. But nevertheless, Israel is the nation that assists any nation that needs help in terrorist in protecting the citizens from terrorist actions. They have a list of all of the operatives that are within the country and many outside of the country. So Benjamin Netanyahu, he is the king of Israel. And because God put him in, God is with him. Whether the Jewish people like it, accept it in the city, in the nation, or whether the Jewish people internationally are happy with him or unhappy with him, it's in a sense, moot, because God has him there for a purpose to eliminate the terrorist threat from the nation of Israel in the region. This is just one problem that's got to be dealt with right now. And it will be, Netanyahu will be that individual. When this is done, at some point, Benjamin Netanyahu, he won't run a fifth time. I don't believe. When he has completed his duties this time, I feel, like I've mentioned before, I feel that he will be relieved from his duties by God as a prime minister of Israel. Just like Donald Trump, I believe, is in the Bible, Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, and in, I think it was 1 Kings chapter 8, Solomon's stranger. Donald Trump was put in as president by God. It was a plan to hold back the tide of evil in America, meaning the New World Order. And Donald Trump has done that. He's still giving the powers in this country a hard time. He's still interfering with their momentum, with their stride. And he will continue to do that for a little bit longer. But Donald Trump will at some point leave his political world, a world that he loves. He loves his country. He's done as much as he can for the people of this country. He knows who the people are that are looking to destroy him, that have destroyed him, will continue to destroy him, and will murder him if they get the opportunity. But there will come a day when Donald Trump is dismissed from duties, and Benjamin Netanyahu will also be dismissed from duty. There'll come a day when Vladimir Putin, as the president of put in by God to make Russia great, to prepare Russia for a great prophecy, the greatest prophecy of Russia in the Bible is in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. This is the end time, end of days, in the years before Christ returned Russia, in the land of Magog, the children of Gog, Magog, Rosh, Meshech. This is what Putin is to do. He is to prepare Russia for a coming battle in the Middle East. So, Vladimir Putin, a great man in his own right, he's a great man. He's an honorable man. I know that I see him, I view him in a different way than many probably, what you wouldn't maybe necessarily agree. But I see him from the perspective of the Bible. And there has to be someone in Russia to make Russia a great, powerful nation to fulfill prophecy, Ezekiel 38 and 39. And looking at Russia and studying Russia and studying Vladimir Putin, he is the man that God intended to use to make Russia and to prepare Russia for her coming war. Then I'll go to China. Xi Jinping, I believe, and you at this point could not convince me, that he is not the individual that God has put in place to prepare China and the Asian sisters for the coming war at Armageddon. I believe that Xi Jinping is that individual. And there is a great conflict taking place in China presently. Unseen, but I can look and see it through the lens of the Bible. When China goes to takes the armies with the Asian sisters to Armageddon, after that war is over, there will be in China, China will still have in place a system for the people of that nation to continue as a society into the thousand-year millennial kingdom. And I think I can switch gears now. Mitch McConnell, his wife Elaine, she's the daughter of a very powerful shipbuilder in China. And his name is, I'm trying to find his name, James S.C. Chow. He has six daughters. Elaine is the oldest, Mitch McConnell's wife, sleeping with the enemy McConnell. And Mitch McConnell, his sister-in-law, or Elaine's sister, Angela, she died in a drowning about 2 months ago. I have to get the exact date. She was in a Tesla, and she was on a private ranch west of, what is that city? Austin, about 15 miles west of Austin, I believe it was. And it was in the evening, late at night, in a Tesla, and she got the Tesla flu. She backed into a lake late at night. And she backed into that lake, and according to witnesses, she backed into that lake at a high rate of speed. In other words, it wasn't just backing slowly, like you're going to park your car. No, it's like she put the pedal to the metal. I suspect, and according to the info that I've been watching over the weekend, that car was remotely controlled. She got the Tesla flu. Who controlled it? Now, Angela, she is a very powerful individual. She is tied into the big companies in China. She's tied into Alibaba. She's investing in quite a few of these companies. Her husband has a lot of stock in Facebook. She's very powerful. And from what I understand, from what I've been listening to, watching, investigating, there is a big threat to Xi Jinping in China. And she may have been part of that threat. It's kind of like a cobweb. A cobweb is pretty intricate. And you can't really see you know, everything, the spider does things so perfectly, it's hard to see any imperfections. Well, in this case with Angela Chow, it's really hard to find out the truth about anything because immediately there was no investigation. There was no, in a sense, plan for autopsy, etc. And her dad, she's the youngest of the children. She's 50, roughly. And her dad basically just says, well, things happen. And I'm so sad. I loved her. The family loves her. Everybody loves her. But on the other hand, he knows that his enemy, great enemy, is Xi Jinping. So what's he going to do? He's going to remain quiet. And I'm going to have to wait a little bit to continue with the story. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, I'll be back.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Sebastian Gorka. If you're not listening to Swamp Fight, you're simply not listening. Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays at noon, right here on AM 1360.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I try to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor.
Okay, so continuing with Angela Chow, she was 50, she was young, she was just a child, and she'd been married once before to a gentleman by the name of Bruce Wasserstein, and they had been married in 2009, and he died 2 months later, and then she married an individual by the name of Jim Breyer. And Breyer, very, very wealthy, worth $2.9 billion. That doesn't compare to the Rockefeller fortune. I'm trying to think how many trillions they have. But Breyer's part owner of the Boston Celtics. He served on the board of Facebook. He owns, I forget how many shares of Facebook. It's not telling us in the article that I'm reading from the Daily Mail. I think he owns, I forget how many billion dollars worth of shares. Walmart, Marvel, you know, Marvel Comics, Marvel movies, Dell Corp, News Corp, Dell Computers. So the people that he bumps elbows with are the Rockefeller children, Bill and Hillary, Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller Zuckerberg. He bumps elbows with these type of people. Very powerful. He bumps elbows with people in the Defense Department. He had a contract with the defense. I guess he had a contract with the Chinese government, some type of arms. Well, about 2 days before his wife mysteriously gets the Tesla flu, he decides to bail on a lot of his investments in China. So there's something taking place that Xi Jinping is not happy with. Now, like I said a little while ago, when Armageddon is concluded and the armies that come from Asia are destroyed, the nation of China, there will be a system in place so that they can recover from the loss of all those millions of soldiers. So they're going to recover. And I'm just wondering if here in this network of these big corporations, Xi Jinping, they're a threat to him. Because one thing Xi Jinping has been doing is eliminating anyone who could be in a position to replace him. And because he is what I call pure communist, in other words, he is disassociating himself with the powers of the West, with the foundations of the West, the corporations of the West, with America itself, because he doesn't want to be like Chairman Mao. Mao had to work with the Rockefellers and with the American government. It was the Rockefellers and the American government that put Mao in power. It was a great experiment, and it worked. And now that experiment is now in the experiment has shifted, has jumped the ocean, and we are the experiment here in America. We are the experiment, and they have been successful. This country has been completely usurped by, you can call it fascism, communism, socialism, or you can call it the occult world of secret societies, which is going to become more evident as time goes on. But anyhow, going back to Xi Jinping, somebody's a threat to him. Now, she dies, Angela dies, before Mitch McConnell decides to step away from the Senate. Now, did he decide to step away, or was the decision made for him? And who would basically come to Mitch and say, Mitch, it's time We're finished with you. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm trying to find where I read this. Mitch, in his speech that night that he delivered his farewell speech, he basically stated in that speech at one point, I really don't want to do this. I'm kind of paraphrasing. I'm still young enough. I'm still capable. I really don't want to end my career. But outside forces are basically dictating my future. And I'm paraphrasing what I had read. So his sister-in-law, Angela, dies. The dad doesn't rock the boat, her dad. He goes along and gets along. There's an investigation that was immediately, there was no investigation. Now there is an investigation. The Texas police has said the car crash that killed Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, Angela Chow, is under criminal investigation. They but refused to release the 9/11 call and video evidence. According to Texas law, the news agencies have a right to have that evidence, but it isn't being released. So then you have possible actors. In that area, quite a few Chinese actors. You have government, American government officials. You have her husband. I'm not going to say that he's part of it, but I think he was sent a message. Mitch was sent a message. The Chow family was sent a message. But who is sending the message? And who is powerful enough in this country to keep all the evidence out of the eyes of the media? She was the CEO of a shipping company, Foremost Group. There was a letter to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton of the Blanco County Sheriff's Office. He said, the incident was not a typical accident. The preliminary investigation indicated that it was an unfortunate accident. Well, when somebody dies, that is definitely unfortunate. Very unfortunate for her. She's just a young girl. She's only 50 years old. She's a CEO of... I gotta stop. I'll be back.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. Naturally Inspired Health Network.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1,
So with the, when I started, when I heard about this death, number one, the Tesla, she has too much to live for. She's just a child. She's only 50 years old. She's a very, very wealthy, very prominent. She has much to live for. She's in good health. And she gets the Tesla flu. So I started thinking, huh. And then I remembered Harry. Last week I mentioned this. I wonder why Harry decided to back away. Was it because of his age? Then when I read this article, basically that said that he really, really didn't, he felt he was still more than willing and able to continue as a minority leader, I thought, well, that's kind of odd. And I started thinking, I remember Harry Reid. Remember our old friend Harry there in Las Vegas who was taking a shower and almost got the flu in the shower and looked like the shower, boy, that shower, that he fell in the tub. And that tub must have had a right hook, a left jab, a kick to the chest. He was a world extreme cage fighting beat up. I mean, I've seen he was more beat up than many of the these athletes that I see on the cage fighting. He lost sight in one eye. He had to wear dark glasses for about 2 weeks. He had to recover. He had broken ribs. I am trying to remember if he had a broken arm. But somebody gave Harry a message, and Harry never recovered. And with Mitch, I think Mitch has been around the block a few times, and I think that somewhere, someone or a group of people or the writing on the wall took place, and he realized, well, if my sister-in-law, as powerful as she is, as well as protected as she is, married to a husband that is that well connected to the CCP, and I didn't bring in that name or that term CCP, because you see, they're kind of working with and without the CCP network. In when they have to be, out when they have to be, with Xi Jinping. And there's quite a struggle in China right now with Xi Jinping and other potential powers. So Mitch got the message. So this was very interesting to me. And then I see that I start reading and listening to some of the YouTubes that are coming out of the Asian family, I'll put it that way. These are people that are raised in China, born in China, and do here in America now, that are doing their own investigation. They know the system in China, the powers that be, the people that have been in power. They know the influential families, and they're all talking about Angela Chow. So I had to look at this, and I think that, in my view, Mitch was given, the writing was on the wall, someone dying so close to him that should have been so protected, and then it is yet to be known whose ranch was she on. Now, one report was she was on the McConnell residence in Austin, east of Austin, west of Austin. So if this was the property of the McConnells, whoa, that's pretty close to home. Who called it in? Who was there on the property? Who knew? Was she there with her husband? Was she there with who? Nobody knows anything. No one knows anything about anything. It's a media blackout. And is the Chinese government, are they involved in any way? Well, we don't know. I don't, at least. Somebody does. Somebody out there that's listening to this program, you know what's going on. Okay, I'm going to jump to another topic in the matter of Ukraine. Now, here we are in Afghanistan. We have forces, trillions of dollars, I think, of equipment, personnel in Afghanistan. And all of a sudden, Donald Trump is refused to take his place in the seat in the Oval Office again. He won the election, but he wasn't allowed to take his place in the office. So the imposter, Joe, where are you going with the gun in your hand, Biden, he takes the position, and within 2 months, the order is given, we are going to leave, we are leaving Afghanistan. We are out. Now, it's very interesting that the powers in this country, they made a decision. They could not get us out of Afghanistan with Trump in position, in the presidency. They could not leave Afghanistan because Trump was there. Trump would want to know, why do you want out of Afghanistan? I'd like to be out of Afghanistan, but wait a minute, there's something fishy. They had to wait till Biden took the position. I'll be back and continue. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. since the closing of the gold window in 1971. The Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Call out the investigation, something in the air. Going back to Joe Biden, here in 2 months after he's taken position illegally, we announce we're leaving Afghanistan because the decision had to be made to take out Russia. One reason is because Russia, Vladimir Putin, had been in diplomatic discussions with many of the nations that have been sanctioned by the United States in the global South, the global East, in the Middle East, and even to some degree Europe. His plan that he initiated in 2014, the distancing himself of U.S. Treasury bonds and dollars, was gaining way too much momentum. De-dollarizing, and the BRICS nations were gaining momentum way before 2022, but still, nevertheless, gaining momentum. And this was a threat. This was a threat to the ruling families of the United States of America. At the top of the pyramid, the Rockefeller family. And then you can begin to put the blocks all the way down to the base of that pyramid. All the ruling families of America, all the dynasties, their means, their way, their main weapon or tool was the dollar. And Putin is gaining momentum. You can stay in Afghanistan and protect the opium fields and all the other evil that's going on over there. At the same time, Russia, when they left Ukraine years before, they knew of all of the bio labs, these underground facilities that a lot of the labs they had created, Russia, when the old Soviet Union was alive and well. Russia knew of all these underground facilities, and at the same time, Russia was well aware of these experiments taking place with humans. I've been watching some of these videos where these little children are so deformed. Three arms that curl around their torso to the front. Lab experiments being conducted in Ukraine by American biotech companies and others throughout the world. I can't continue. I'm done for the day. I'll visit tomorrow. I'm going to see what's going on. And let's visit Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Visit tomorrow.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.